This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Israel exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding, MOUs, today in several areas, including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI, and for advancing education through the use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, "India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values, and profound human sensitivities." He said the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said today, both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
आज की बैठक में हमने अपने सहयोग को नई दिशा और तेज गति देने पर चर्चा की. हमारा आर्थिक सहयोग, ग्रोथ, इनोवेशन और शेयर प्रॉस्पेरिटी का इंजन बना हुआ है. हम शीघ्र ही एक म्यूचुअली बेनिफिशियल फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट को भी अंतिम रूप देंगे. टेक्नोलॉजी हमारी भावी साझेदारी का केंद्र है. आज हमने क्रिटिकल एंड इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप स्थापित करने का निर्णय लिया है. इससे AI, क्वांटम और क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग को नई गति मिलेगी.
Mr. Modi said today both sides have decided to establish the Critical and Emerging Technologies Partnership. He said, Mr. Netanyahu said, Israel and India are bent on innovation. He said both nations are proud ancient civilizations and very proud of their past, but absolutely determined to seize the future, and both countries can do it better together.
The future belongs to those who innovate, and Israel and India are bent on innovation. We are proud ancient civilizations, very proud of our past, but absolutely determined to seize the future, and we can do it better together.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is briefing the media now about the Prime Minister's visit and related developments. For details, we go over live to the press conference.
I told some cast members of the TV serial Fauda. I'm sorry to be missing that interaction. The visit of the Prime Minister to Israel reflects the high priority that India attaches to its bilateral relationship with Israel. This visit has succeeded in further deepening and strengthening the multifaceted partnership between the two countries, and in providing a renewed impetus to the joint efforts of these two democracies to advance their shared objectives of peace, innovation and prosperity.
The Election Commission has issued notification for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats in 10 states. Nominations can be filed from today till the 5th of March. Polling will be held on the 16th of next month. 7 seats in Maharashtra, 6 in Tamil Nadu, 5 each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 in Odisha, 3 in Assam, 2 each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh are falling vacant. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, and Google have signed an agreement to display the authorized Aadhaar centers on Google Maps. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today said this move will enhance ease of access and convenience for residents across the country. The ministry said it will also display information related to center accessibility, including features such as Divyang-friendly infrastructure, availability of parking facilities, and operating hours to enhance convenience for residents. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended on a flat note after choppy trade today. The Sensex dropped 27 points to close at 82,249, while the Nifty rose 14 points to settle at 25,497. And with that, we end this news bulletin.